Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1434. Jumpstart your way to healthy habits and looking to boost your health after 50? Both by Susan Colon of colonperformancestrategies.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, I usually read you just one blog each day, but occasionally, when the article is a bit on the shorter side, I read you two. And that's the case today. So with that, let's get right to our two posts today as we optimize your life. Jumpstart Your Way to Healthy Habits by Susan Colon of colonperformancestrategies.com. 7 tips to shed light on habit forming. Habits, whether healthy or unhealthy, are made the same way, by repeating an action until it becomes a pattern. When our lives are going smoothly, discipline, structure, and routine carry us a good portion of the way. They help move us forward. But sometimes our good habits, like exercise, eating right, and managing our stress, seemingly grind to a halt. Let's talk some fast facts that may give you perspective about why this sometimes happens, as well as tips on how to get back to your habits of health. 1. In our "we want it all right now" world, we are bombarded with instant gratification messages. It's important to acknowledge the difference when it comes to health habits. Bad habits are easy, and good ones can be harder. However, the payoff is that while good habits are more difficult, they improve your health and well-being and make you feel all kinds of better. 2. Humans need support, but we rarely ask for it. Finding your squad, whether it is 1 or 100, is one of the best things you can do to increase your success by increasing your accountability and making good health habits a shared activity. 3. It's easy to go down a health information rabbit hole online, including sites that are misleading or untrustworthy. Be vigilant in ensuring that the online content you review is research-based and from expert sources. In the end, I can't stress this enough. No one will care about your health as much as you. 4. Many of us fight the all-or-nothing approach when it comes to health habits. This can prevent us from ever getting started. Sustainable, healthy habits provide little flexibility for life's obligations and the everyday events that can inevitably come up. 5. In fact, giving in on occasion can keep you from tumbling down. Get started with a micro-steps approach. Focus first on changing just one behavior in a meaningful and quantifiable way, such as taking a 5-minute daily walk or drinking enough water. Once this has been achieved consistently and has been integrated into your life, build on this success. Tiny victories boost confidence and build momentum toward your next goal. 6. When it comes to nutrition, processed food is often genetically engineered and may have addictive qualities. It's also marketed brilliantly, often using engaging mascots and celebrities. Knowing more about nutrition and how foods are manufactured is so important to reduce your reliance on highly processed foods. And 7, there are a whole host of causes like genetics, social triggers, and biological factors that you may want to explore to better understand the personal barriers you need to navigate and overcome. Your physician or mental health care provider can be an excellent partner in this effort. Healthy habits are not linear. Give yourself the physical and emotional space as you take on, update, or upgrade your goals, and make room for a reward for that new behavior to keep you motivated and make it easier to make those new healthy habits a pattern. Looking to boost your health after 50? By Susan Colon of colonperformancestrategies.com. Some say the best time of your life is once you're over the age of 50. Overall, we're living longer, and our expectations and mindsets for the expression over the hill no longer apply. Many are embracing career pivots or happily working longer, creating time for new leisure pursuits and community interests, or welcoming back family members to live with them. Therefore, making healthful living a priority to fuel that lifestyle is essential. To serve you well in these best years of your life, let's hang out for a bit with nutrition, specifically good sources of protein and why we need it, and how adding flexibility to your fitness routine can make all the difference in how you navigate out in the world. Maintain muscle mass. Our body composition changes as we age. Starting around age 40, two things happen to our muscles. One is sarcopenia, which is the progressive loss of muscle as we age. We may lose as much as 50% of our muscle mass due to sarcopenia and inactivity as an older adult. The second is that we are more likely to experience a period of muscle disuse, often due to an injury or illness. To counteract these effects, we need to build up our muscle mass by increasing our consumption of protein and add strength training to our fitness regimen. But before you picture yourself simultaneously snacking on steak sandwiches and curling free weights, it's important to consider both the quality and quantity of your protein source, as well as timing of protein intake. Pack on the protein. Protein-rich foods that contain a key amino acid, leucine, are best to rebuild muscle over the age of 50. Leucine helps amplify the anabolic resistance of muscle. Anabolic simply means the buildup of muscle. Consuming at least 30 grams of protein with 2.5 grams of leucine per meal spread evenly across meals versus heavy loading at one meal is advised. Great protein choices would include eggs, chicken, soybeans, including tofu and tempeh, almonds, whey, beef, salmon, peanuts, chickpeas, and lentils. And of course, check with your medical professional for any specific dietary concerns. Flexibility, also known as functional fitness. The concept of a balanced diet should also be applied to physical activity with a focus on brain, body, and bone health. This can be achieved through endurance exercises like walking or swimming, strength training like lifting free weights, and functional fitness exercises which sharpen balance, coordination, and agility. Many consider functional fitness to be the flexibility foundation of an essential physical activity program for those over 50, because if you aren't moving well, you aren't living well. Functional fitness exercises mimic the motions you make every day, creating muscle memories that help make daily living activities easier, safer, and more efficient. Try the following to increase your stability, balance, flexibility, and mobility. 1. Yoga and Tai Chi can help you move more fluidly when reaching into, say, a file cabinet as you put away folders. 2. Want to be able to reach down to tie your shoelaces without difficulty? Focus on flexibility stretches. 3. Wish you can move your shoulders through their full range of motion without modification to easily put on a jacket? Incorporate stretching exercises that build mobility. And 4. To avoid and prevent falls, which often happens unexpectedly and during everyday activities, add balance and stability drills like walking heel to toe in a line for a short distance. To experience these benefits in your everyday living, choose one of the mentioned categories to do each day for 5 to 10 minutes, rotating through the week. Energy begets energy. Knowing the physiological changes that come after age 50 will allow you to make smart choices about your food and fitness plans like those noted in this post. Consider it the fuel you need to replenish the energy you're tapping into as you live your very best life. You just listened to the posts titled, Jumpstart Your Way to Healthy Habits and Looking to Boost Your Health After 50, both by Susan Colon of ColonPerformanceStrategies.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. After the age of 50, besides our muscles getting smaller, other things happen too. Our taste buds begin to change. Our teeth and gums may not be as healthy as they were when we were younger. And because of these things, our food preferences often change too. We tend to eat less protein because many protein-rich foods are hard to chew. Think about some of the common protein-rich foods that we tend to eat. Animal products, right? Like steak and chicken? Those aren't really the easiest to chew. Now you might be wondering, what about other animal products like milk and yogurt? Those are high in protein too. Well, as we age, we aren't able to digest milk-based products as well either. Now, I'm not trying to scare anyone. All of these things I'm describing are very normal and natural. But the combination of these things can lead to an overall decrease in daily protein consumption. In turn, this may make our muscles shrink more quickly, or we might experience sarcopenia more quickly. So today's author, Susan, is absolutely right when she says that protein might be more of a priority as we age, but eating more protein isn't enough. We have to create a demand for that protein. So yes, adding in some resistance training too is important. That's what's going to create that demand in our muscles for protein. And don't forget, if you're new to these types of exercises, resistance training or strength training, start slow and consider recruiting the help of a certified professional. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.